Guys, Roland here. And today, I'm excited to bring you this conversation with a guest you're already familiar with, in which we discuss the July 24th full moon. And you get to meet her right after this. Welcome to Conversations with Roland, where the goal of this show is to learn life secrets through diverse experiences. I am your host, Roland Achenjang. Guys, welcome to another episode of Conversations with Roland. As always, I am super excited to record these conversations, and today is no different. Today with me is a guest you should already be familiar with, here to tell us about the July 24th full moon in this moon cycle. And I'm talking about none other than my very good friend, Wendy Reitz. Wendy, welcome. How are you?
I'm doing great, Roland. Thank you for having me, and what a great conversation we're going to have today.
As always, it's my pleasure to have you on. And I've thanked you so many times, but today in particular, I want to say thank you for, you know, being flexible and making the time to come on and record this conversation and tell us what to expect in this current moon cycle, and particularly in a couple of days when we experience the full moon in this current moon cycle. So thank you.
Great. Well, thank you, Roland. So we're in the moon's trust, the first moon cycle of the summer season. And how are you feeling so far? What's happening with you, Roland, the first couple weeks of this moon cycle?
Everything's happening. Everything's happening. I feel like I'm in a little bit of a fog, like driving through a fog. Mm-hmm. I have an idea of where I'm headed, but just being super careful and trying to pay attention to make sure that I'm not driving off the road, essentially, is a really good metaphor to use in such a time. But really been busy resetting our new home. We purchased a new home and we've been very busy trying to get that ready for us to move into it by the end of this month. So a lot of my focus has been on painting, remodeling, cleaning up. I'm trying to figure out how to, I guess, decorate, purge old items, figure out what to bring into the new house. So it's been this very upheaval switch of, I would say, focus and energy, because prior to this, a lot of my focus had been on the software company that we're starting, and also recording a lot of podcasts. But I'll be honest, those two other aspects have kind of taken a little bit of a backseat, and my energy has been more focused on making sure that we have like a place to stay, a nice foundation where we can feel safe, and then, you know, continue to build on the work that we've done prior with, you know, the podcasting or the business. And so that's really how I felt. I don't know if that answers the question.
Yes. I think that's a great place for us to start, because if you think about it, you know, we have the whole solar system, we have all these planets, and then we have the moon, and the moon, you know, orbits really the Earth compared to all the other planets orbit the sun. And so what happens during this moon cycle, there's several things. We stepped into the receptive impulse, which I think we talked about on the New Moon podcast, where, you know, that's a transition in from outward energy into a more inward focus. So if you take what you just shared with us, can you feel how, instead of doing, you know, the business and everything, all of a sudden your focus shifted more to internal, the house, the home, getting everything kind of set up and doing that? I haven't purchased a house, but I did purge all my books just about 5 days ago, which my husband Chris walked up the steps and was like, oh my gosh, and he took off down the steps again, you know, because it was like, you know,
classic.
It was classic. He always says, why do you have to make a mess to clean up? And I'm like, that's just the way
that's
I do
life,
it.
Right? You can't clean up without making a mess. Oh, that's
right,
yeah.
Right. So I think everyone, you know, that's a natural transition into the receptive impulse, is that we're bringing our focus more into home and our environment. And we might have those kind of urges to clean up and organize and purge things. And that's really what the moon is about. It's a more domestic, feminine energy that's really kicking off this receptive impulse for the, you know, second half of the year. So I think that's great, Roland. I'm glad that you're getting everything together so that you're going to have a new home.
Yeah, I am too. And, you know, Wendy, speaking about the whole receptive current cycle that we're in, when, you know, we're moving from the creative to the receptive aspect of our conscious expansion, one thing that I've noticed, and you talked about this in the last new moon video for this current moon cycle, the moon's trust moon cycle, was the need for trust. And that has been another big focus for me, particularly as I've worked on getting the house ready. I've tried my best to be conscious about being trusting of the process, and it has helped me maintain a sense of relaxedness as much as I can. Mm-hmm. And I've come to learn that there is a correlation between how much trust you have in the situation that you're in and how relaxed you feel. And there are just so many aspects of the work that we're currently doing that I have no control over. I just have to trust that the contractors are going to show up when they say they are. We're going to break into a wall and not find anything unusual there that we have to fix. Right. No extra trips to Home Depot or Lowe's to buy something else. There really has been this big need for me to trust the process, essentially. And yeah, breathing has been a big part, paying attention to my muscles, whether my shoulders are tensed or my neck is tensed or any other part of my body being tensed. I'm trying my best to be relaxed while I'm having the conversations with people. And that's been huge for me, right? And this is something I would say is another part of the receptive, part of this receptive moon cycle that we're in, or this receptive part of the moon season that we're in, where I'm learning that, okay, yeah, trust what's going on. You're not going to control everything, right, but it will be okay, essentially.
Yeah. Yeah. So let's look at trust a little more. I think that's great what you shared, because I have a feeling that a lot of people are going to relate to that. And let's do a little background. Why trust is involved in this moon cycle. If we go back to the last moon cycle, which was Mercury's compassion, Mercury is all about the link between spirit and mind. So in that moon cycle, we open up and deepen our relationship spiritually, and we have a new self-expression that has a broader spiritual experience to it. And so we just, you know, expanded that aspect of ourself. And what happens is then we bring it into this moon cycle. And what this moon cycle does is that deeper spiritual expression we have, we're going to experience as feelings. And so if you know how we like to intellectualize everything and analyze everything. And so this trust is really about us, you know, allowing ourselves to trust our feelings and that deeper self-expression, spiritual self-expression that we've just developed and opened. And so when we're in situations like you are, it's, you know, bringing ourselves back to that sense of feeling. Like when you're in a conversation with someone, how does it feel? And like you were doing, you were relaxing your body and trying to stay in the moment. And just bring your awareness to, you know, does this feel right? How does it feel? Because that spiritual aspect is trying to come through and give you guidance as feelings. And so that's the real deep meaning of trust in this moon cycle.
I see. Yeah, thanks for bringing up the word feeling again. I mean, we really got into it in the last video. And you also talked about how many times we avoid our feelings and use our intellect to help support our decision making. But that even though it might seem harder, the universe kind of uses feelings as the preferred mode of communication. And so,
yes. Well, it's the preferred, I look at it as my truth, as your truth, mm-hmm. You know, that's your truth. That kind of trumps everything else. The more you live by that truth, the more in alignment you become.
Mm-hmm.
With your potentials and living a more integrous life where you're just in alignment with the universe more.
Yeah. Wendy, you know, with feelings, if we become really good at discerning our feelings, that I believe is the first part or the first step. The second step now would be making a decision based off of those feelings. And I don't know if you can speak to that. Do you feel, I'm going to ask you this, do you feel that if an individual becomes really, really adept at understanding their feelings, then your decision making becomes very easy? And I'm going to say very easy, or it becomes easier, essentially. And what I'm really trying to ask is, there will be no ambiguity. There will be no maybes. It'll be, I feel this way, so let's go this way. And I feel this way, so let's not go this way. There's not, maybe we should do this, mm-hmm. maybe we shouldn't, or I don't know. Do you think there's still going to be room for that kind of middle ground decision making where many of us find ourselves in?
I think that's a great question, Roland. I just love your question.
I'm sorry. I know
you're always asking questions that I can tell, you know, other people would have on their mind when we're talking about this. Okay, feelings. Using that as your compass is a lifelong journey to open yourself up to doing that. And it takes experimentation, you know, like, so, and when I really started out with changing my life and I was like, I'm going to try this because the other way wasn't working very well. Like I'll give you an example, a very practical example. We would pull into a parking lot, you know, maybe, and Chris would be driving and I would say, I'm getting that there is no parking spaces in this parking lot. And classic. He would look at me funny and he'd be like, you know, that trust, right? Trust. And he would circle and circle and circle and circle and circle. And he'd say, okay, there's no parking spots in this parking lot. And I'm like, well, I guess we just tested that, you know, and then we would go on. So higher consciousness loves that because you're building confidence in it. You're building in small ways that aren't so crucial, you know, like a big decision and you're going to use your feelings. Okay, then you're going to have what you were talking about, Roland, because you have to build the confidence up in that relationship and in your feelings to get to the point where when a big decision comes, it's like, you know, I know now if it feels right or not. And it's, you know, so I have a better capacity for using it. And so it's like through our whole life, that's what we're doing is we're just continually deepening this and building it and gaining more confidence in it.
Neat. Baby steps. That's what I heard.
Baby steps. Yes. Yeah. And so when you do have a big decision and you're still building confidence, you can experiment within the decision, where you can write down or journal what you're feeling. And then you can also, you know, start to write down where your doubts are or where your fears are, and look at them and witness them. Because what happens, and this moon cycle is very much about this, when we have reflection, we have thoughts and reflection, it can swirl and swirl and swirl around in our head, you know, in our mind. And there's a point where it needs to be put down. It needs to be brought into our conscious awareness. And in this moon cycle, this first quarter was very effective that way, because the moon is about reflection and awareness, rhythms and patterns. And, you know, sometimes we can get stuck in rhythm and patterns. And so it's really great to bring forth, okay, what are the prominent things that keep repeating in my awareness? Okay, write them down. How do I feel about those things? You know, what are my doubts? What are my fears? And then it brings clarity to it all. If we leave all of that swirling and swirling in rhythm and pattern, sometimes we get lost in it and it becomes very confusing.
That's true. Yeah, there is something about bringing those thoughts down into writing. Especially handwriting them down too. I have learned that that helps with the transfer of that energy way more than typing. And that's just me. And for somebody else, maybe typing works, but sitting down and taking the time to actually physically write down those thoughts, huge, huge impact for me.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, definitely.
Wendy, you talked about reflection and a little bit about awareness as well. And I know these are words that you use to describe this current moon cycle, especially in the last video. And, you know, over the last 2 weeks, we've had different opportunities where our relationships have shown us reflections of our, you know, ourselves. And so now that we're coming into the full moon here in a couple of days, what can you tell us about what this will be like going forward for us from this July 24th?
Okay. So what I'd like to talk about is the first quarter moon position, because it has a lot to do, and it's very significant or instrumental in this moon cycle. And what I was just talking about, how reflection and thoughts can get swirling and swirling. So the first quarter is that point where what we do is we take some of those reflections, those learning potentials, and we bring it into conscious activity. And in this moon cycle, those reflections and thoughts are going to have to do with maybe more uncomfortable situations or feelings. And we're going to feel very vulnerable. And that might give people a, you know, kind of this like question in their mind, why don't I feel quite right? You know, why does everything feel just a little out of kilter? You know, like it just doesn't have that same feeling to it. It's because we're bringing some of those more emotional kind of feeling thoughts and reflections into our conscious activity. And so our reality also changes that way. So as we go through this first quarter week, all of that is kind of coming together within our activities. So at the full moon, we're going to have this new self-expression that incorporates our deeper spiritual understanding of ourselves, plus this reflection and these thoughts and reflections and new and awareness, you know, kind of it melds that. It comes together with that. So, and they're working together. So we're getting used to a deeper spiritual experience of ourselves, and then our activities are starting to reflect that. So there's multiple things coming together.
Jeez. That sounds exciting.
Yes.
There is something I'd like to share real quick. When you mentioned mm-hmm. that, especially after the first quarter, and if I'm not mistaken, that may have begun on the 17th. Yeah, on the 17th.
I don't have it. Yeah.
Yeah, the 17th.
So
here's something that happened for me that was pretty odd. But this happened right at the new moon, actually. So a couple of days before the new moon, I had a friend of mine randomly reach out and offer to manage one of my social media accounts for free. And I thought that was really odd. And I thought, okay, what's this? Or where is this coming from? Why are they all of a sudden wishing to do this? And basically what they said is they wanted to now learn to become like a social media manager. They read my book. They really mm-hmm. liked it. And they thought that they could significantly improve my social media presence. And this is somebody I've never met. I just spoke to them when, you know, they like read and reviewed my book. And so there was another aspect of trust here, and then feeling out of balance and feeling like you use the word vulnerable, because now I have to share my like login credentials with this person. I've never met the person. They reached out to me unsolicited to help me do this stuff. And I'm thinking, like, what's the catch, yeah. You know?
But I
honestly, I went back to the conversation we had prior and kept harping at the word trust here and letting go. Same kind of process with what's going on in the house, where I'm trusting and being vulnerable to the contractors who have to show up when they need to show up. Then I let go and I was like, okay, here, I changed the passwords, of course, to something more generic that, you know, it's not what I have everywhere else. And kind of just said, okay, let's see what happens here. I have no idea. But you're right. It you do feel, you can't trust without being kind of vulnerable. And I mm-hmm. think that that's just a fascinating word that you threw in. I thought that was fascinating and I wanted to harp on that and share another thing that happened to me like over this last 2 weeks, and we're currently working on it, and we're testing new posts, I should say, for social media. So
and I think that's interesting, because I look at that as abundance, and we're not so open-minded about just random abundance that comes to us
all the time.
And I think it's great that you brought that up, because that's really what happened with you and me in these podcasts. Like, I consider this just beautiful abundance, you know, in both of our lives in a interesting way. So in that particular situation, and like what I do with you is I put myself in your position, you know, these people who have offered to do this, they might need to build their credibility, you know, mm-hmm. with this new business they're starting. So if you look at what they're doing compared to when you're building your business,
mm-hmm.
okay, so can you see like parallels
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
in how that would come? Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's...
So it's like...
Yeah. Yeah.
So think of the mirror going on, and that's what the moon is all about.
That reflection. Yeah. No, that's totally legitimate, Wendy. I mean, I could imagine even when I asked you like, hey, let's do this podcast, and you're thinking, what the heck? You know, there's that opportunity for you to think there's a catch to this. But I mean, we've recorded about 10 of them, and you've seen... there really isn't. It's us. It's us. And it's been the same with him, where, okay, we got to be vulnerable here. And it also takes a big sense of bravery to even ask for that kind of, you know, collaborative opportunity mm-hmm. with somebody else. Like, oh, hey, let's do this. So, okay.
And don't you think in your life right now that took a certain load off of you? It took, you know, it's accommodating you, like in areas that you probably could put your best interest in and energy into something else.
To something else. Yeah. Yes. Yes and no. Not yet. Just because we're exploring together. We're kind of still trying to get into a place where I can fully let go. And a lot of that could be me too, and mm-hmm. my need to want to know what's going on and kind of oversee a little bit more until we get to a place where if they are creating posts for me, it sounds like me. It's not some foreign,
right.
you know, that kind of thing. So,
yeah.
But eventually, yes. And they were like, I want to do this for 2 months and then we'll see what happens. And I thought, that's weird. Mm-hmm. And the message he sent me specifically said July 10th, which was the new moon. He was like, I want to start on July 10th. And I thought, this is, but okay. So we get this full realization happening on the 24th with the full moon in this moon's trust, moon cycle. And I know you always like to talk about the following third quarter week, and what that's mm-hmm. like after the full moon week.
Yeah. So this full moon, I think, will be very vulnerable for people. It's going to take a lot of like kind of stepping back and just self-care and self-compassion, because when that full moon happens, it's just like a flower opening. And so if you think of a flower, you can see deeply inside that flower and you can see all the different aspects of, you know, the pollen or the stems, or, and it's all regenerative, usually very vulnerable aspects of the flower. And so this moon cycle, that's really what's going to happen with us. We're going to open up, and that deeper spiritual, you know, understanding of ourselves is going to be very open. And, we're going to experience ourselves in a new way, and that is what the new self-expression is. And so as we move through the second half of this moon cycle, right after the full moon, we're going to be demonstrating that. So if you think about when you're really vulnerable and we have this new spiritual aspect to ourselves, we might end up in situations where that's going to be nudged. And it can be in relationships or situations we get into and everything. And so it's about kind of, you know, really holding that in mind, that awareness, that if you start to feel vulnerable when you're in a scenario or situation with another person, to just kind of step back and say, okay, I'm testing out this new understanding, this new self-expression, and you just kind of have to go with it. And that's where the trust comes in again. Instead of, you know, sometimes we put up those false fronts so that protect us. And this moon cycle is very much about, you know, in a situation where before you might not have fully disclosed your vulnerability, this is the opportunity for you to do that.
Ah, I like the way you explained that too, Wendy. I do. And you know, the last moon cycle, Mercury's compassion, where we focused on the expansion or the connection between our mind and spirit. I remember particularly that last, you know, after the third quarter, that third quarter moon week was particularly challenging. And most third quarter moon weeks are particularly challenging when, you know, everything is rearranging itself in preparation for the next moon cycle's new moon. But do you think that this current third quarter moon week will be as challenging as the last one?
I think every moon cycle third quarter week has its different challenges.
Okay.
You know, and this third quarter week is really going to involve processing feelings. into a new mental understanding of ourselves, mental construct. So what's going to happen is it's going to the feelings part. Okay, think about feelings and then your mind. All right.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times our mind doesn't understand our feelings. You know what I mean? There's kind of a classic disconnect there in some way.
That is so true.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think it's most of the time. It's not even a lot of the time.
Yeah. So now if you really look at that, okay, our mind is going to try and incorporate the vulnerability, those feelings, the rhythms and patterns of those, you know, emotions and feelings. And so, yes, it's going to be a little uncomfortable probably, and we're going to be throwing out of our construct a lot of old beliefs and concepts, which we do in all the moon cycles. But when we throw these concepts and beliefs out, they're going to have a stronger emotional association to them because that's the moon cycle.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
It makes sense. And I want to throw out meditation as a way to help integrate these new awarenesses or self-realizations for yourself. So for sure. Mm-hmm. And by the way, just randomly, I know you hold classes regularly on Good Elephant where you discuss aspects of the moon cycle. So anyone, please, I'll have links to goodelephant.co. In the notes section of this podcast or in the notes section of this YouTube video, if you're watching this, you can go and get more information from Wendy by attending one of her classes. I'm surprised we've never shared that, but that is...
Yeah, we haven't. Yeah. So how I do it is on the new moon and full moon, we have these podcasts, but then on the first quarter and the third quarter, I offer a discussion group. And so we could kind of see where we are with the moon cycle and everybody shares their experiences. And we had some really fun discussions this last first quarter. You know, some people are extremely vulnerable and other people were like, this is so much more even than Mercury's compassion. And so it just gives you, it's really great to share, you know, how a moon cycle affects you. And then you hear that, you know, with everybody else's experiences too.
Yeah. And there was something about sharing too that reflects how much you're getting to understand yourself instead of blindly moving through any one of these moon weeks or cycles. I like that. Now, you know, starting with this summer season and going forward, we're now in the middle of the experiences. We discussed this in the last moon, the new moon video. Or the new moon podcast, but we're not in the geometric, you know, shapes anymore. Within those chakras where our experiences are being created, now we're actually in the experiences. But in discussing with you before we recorded this podcast, there are some, you could talk about the chakra first if you wanted before we talk about this new, not necessarily geometric shapes, but aspects of this moon moon cycle that I thought was interesting that you should share.
Yeah.
But
well, I think in the last podcast we talked about your podcast with CJ and the sacral, that particular chakra is very much about, you know, stepping out of that foundation and family kind of environment and you're making new connections and relationships. That's what the sacral is all about, is relationship and regeneration, reproductive. It has to do with all the reproductive organs. And so, you know, it's that has a pattern and rhythm to it too, when you're in relationships. And that's what this moon cycle is all about. All the qualities and characteristics of that chakra are parallels with the qualities and characteristics of this moon cycle. And they all come together in a unified way. So when we get to the full moon expression, we have an intention, an inherent intention to open that chakra up even further. That's what this moon cycle does too. So we're building that aspect of our consciousness, that chakra is opening up.
Oh, neat. Okay. Yeah. And we've spoken at length about those chakra conversations that I had with CJ. There are 8 total. Please check them out when you get a chance.
Yes.
But the geometry, or not geometry, the lines, the circle. Can you speak to that a little bit more? Because this is new to me, so I'm really excited to hear what you have to say about this next moon cycles, or the next three moon cycles of this season.
So this summer season has 3 moon cycles in it. All the different seasons have 3 moon cycles. And each moon cycle has a different type of energy associated with it. And this goes into sacred geometry. And it's a pretty dimensional way of understanding how consciousness works and how consciousness unfolds things. So the first moon cycle in a season has the energy of a line. And the second new moon of the season has a circle as its energy type. And the third one has a spiral as the energy. And if you study astrology, this is the cardinal fixed and mutable energies that they talk about. But that has a much deeper sacred geometry source to it. And so the cardinal is very much the line, and the fixed is the circle, and the mutable is the spiral. And so those moon cycles, when you start to get into sacred geometry in more dimensionally, those moon cycle align with those different types of energy. So this moon cycle is very much a line. And I think it just makes me kind of giggle inside, because I think of rhythm and pattern, and I just see sheet music with all the lines on it. And you know how music has rhythm and pattern, and it's all of that going on. And so how you move through a piece of music is very linear in a way. It folds back on itself. It has all those different dynamics within it, but we move through it in kind of that linear sequence way of like a rhythm pattern.
I see. That's cool. One thing that I also find really fascinating after you've had, you know, like the spiritual transformative experiences, is the connections you make with other aspects of reality. How you can think of, you know, you're talking astrology, you're talking cardinal fixed signs, mutable signs, then you're thinking sheet music. Like, that's really neat. Okay. So, No, thank you for that. I certainly do appreciate it. And Wendy, unfortunately, we've reached over 30 minutes here. These conversations go by real quick. Would you mind recapping what to expect going forward after this full moon on July 24th?
I think probably the most important thing is to hold in mind that you're going to be blooming vulnerability, is basically what's going to happen with the feelings, and those might come in waves of pattern and rhythm, and you might have a lot of reflection involved. And so it's about, you know, being compassionate with yourself with that. And you know, if you're going through waves, emotional waves, you know, ebbs and flows, it's holding that larger awareness of what moon cycle you're in and what's really unfolding and developing. And after the full moon, you're assimilating these experiences into your consciousness, and you're growing and evolving, and that aspect of yourself is growing and evolving. And in some moon cycles, it takes a little more self-compassion to, you know, be comfortable with the vulnerability that might be coming through.
Yeah. When you always have like the best, you know, phrases. You say you're going to be blooming vulnerability. I love it. That's awesome. And yeah, and when you talked about most moon cycles requiring you to be a little more compassionate, I think this one in particular is one where we really need to exercise a lot more compassion for ourselves. And that really has to do with the fact that we spend most of our times using logic to support our decision making. But right now, right, we're beginning, at least with this moon cycle, to start to incorporate more feelings in our decision making. And you talked about that third week where your logic brain is really going to be fighting with the assimilation of these new feelings. There's going to be purging. So I, for one, I'm looking forward to that and looking for excuses to be a little more compassionate towards myself. I can't wait. All right. No, but thank you. Guys, as always, please, if you feel like it, connect with Wendy. She's at meweandus.org. Get the Moon Vibes Planner. I've been using it and I still do use it. It's right here. And then we just mentioned as well that she has sessions where you can come and discuss, how you're feeling during the moon week, the first quarter and the third quarter moon weeks on goodelephant.co, and I'll have links to that. And yeah, Wendy,
Great.
as always, thank you so
Great.
much.
Well, Roland, you're a great interviewer, and thank you so much. It makes it so effortless.
Appreciate it. And part of it too is because you're super knowledgeable about this stuff that we're talking. So, yeah, guys, thanks for listening. As always, I invite you to create.